Welcome back to the Dog Show Drive with Wayne and Will. I am Wayne Cavanaugh.
And I'm Will Alexander, and we're back, baby.
Like a bad boomerang, we are back. stay tuned. We have a good show for you tonight. Lots to talk about the garden and all that it entails, how our sport is a sport of opinions, all that and more right here on the Dog Show Drive.
I'm born to run down rocky cliffs. Give me grace, bury my sins. Shattered glass and black holes can't hold me back from where I need to go. Oh, 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 oh.
Yellow hills. Well, hello again, Will. We are back. How the heck you doing up there, buddy? I should say down there. I'm farther north than you.
You know, you're farther north than me right now. I'm in the balmy Toronto area.
I think it's 3 hours north of you.
Yeah.
Still in Michigan though, but the weather up here has been absolutely beautiful, and I'm staying at the Traverse Bay RV Resort and our coach that we leave up here for the summer, and it's like a big dog show. Everybody's got a dog. So I'm constantly reminded of our sport, just watching these guys go. And there are plenty of people who participate.
Are you judging them as they go by?
You can't help that. Exactly. You can't help that. It's what you do. How you doing up there?
I'm doing great. Staying busy. I had quite the trip. I went from Colorado to New York. And I'll tell you, it took me a good week to recover.
I know. I took the golf cart up to the pool just before.
No, shut there. Up.
It was hard.
Oh, yeah.
But that's a lot of journey. I don't know how you do it, but bless your heart. And you ended up in Nueva York, see?
I ended up in New York.
Right down. Yeah, yeah, you know, there's so much to unpack about that show, right? It's just, there's nothing like it. Unfortunately, I had to live it vicariously because, I'm not allowed to travel actually coming up 2 weeks, I'm cleared to fly, but, it just killed me to miss it for all the right reasons. You know, I looked forward to stewarding. I looked forward to just being there and seeing everybody. And there's something so special about Lyndhurst. I went to Westchester there every year for my entire life.
It's just beautiful.
It's such a special place. And used to be Somerset Hills, Westchester, and Somerset Hills was a big show. And then I guess it still is, right? Do they still do that weekend?
Somerset, I think so.
I can still picture every tree and where to park and beautiful place. So did you enjoy the venue? The temperature looked good.
Well, the first 2 days were beautiful.
Yeah.
Sporting dog day. Like I said at a time, it poured rain.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it poured rain. But, you know, that's a dog show, right?
Yeah.
It was fun. It was like a real dog show, obviously. But because they had all the elements, you had to worry about your dog heat-wise. It was just had everything. And then the group time came, and it was the garden. No, but it was so funny because when they bring you into that building they made, which is unbelievable, they bring you in and you're almost like a performer. You're a performer. You get in there and you're in your holding area. They take you in. The group's judged, and then we were leaving the hound group, and it was Christian Monopoulos and Adam and a bunch of us. And there's this door that says exit. You open the door. And you're punted outside. It's like, it's over, man. Don't come back.
No encore for you. That's great. Well, I there's so much discussion about this venue. And actually, I just wrote about it for next month's issue, the Chronicle. There are those who want to stay at Lyndhurst because it's beautiful and because you don't have to spend $300 a night to park your box truck, and it's more convenient. There's more places to exercise the dogs and let them be dogs and all that stuff. There are just some people that don't enjoy or want to be in the crowds of the city. And those people haven't been to Trenton in 1974 when the Bluebird had to get towed out of 3 feet of mud. You know, I love Tarrytown, and nobody can pull off, really, anybody that questions Westminster, anybody who questions that there or tries to tell them where to go, they don't get it. First of all, if you can pick up a dog show from New York City and take it 30 miles up the road and make it look that good and make it work and have the television working and have everything set and ready as organized it is, people shouldn't even think about suggesting stuff to these people. They are amazing.
For sure. And they're doing what they have to do. I'm sure we'd all like to get back to the garden at some point, but they're putting on an event, a worldwide event that it's unbelievable how well they've done. And I have to tell you, I enjoy driving to New York in June much more than February.
Yes.
And I've had some horrible snowstorms coming down there.
Oh, we all have. I remember barely making junior showmanship one year. My father, bless his heart, coming down the Jersey Turnpike sideways and 2 feet of snow trying to get to the garden, you know. just unbearable. But there are so many pluses and minuses to the venues.
There are.
But you would have to have a choice. There's no choice here. Let's go back to the garden. Oh, sure, I'll call up the garden and say, hey, I want a date. This is the date I'd like. Oh, we need a couple of days, by the way. No one's trying to book it, are they? Think this is the most famous arena in the world.
In the world. Yeah.
To get a date, everybody in the world wants to play, have a concert there or an event there. Or a hockey game, yeah. And, you know, there's a couple factors here. When you're looking for a venue, you're not only asking for a date, you're asking for, well, in this case, multiple dates. But in Westminster's case, you're asking for consecutive years, right? So you want an open-ended contract in perpetuity. The Javits Center is wonderful. I've been to many car shows and things there. It's bigger. It's far more spacious for the dogs. There's far more room to spread out. You have a better opportunity for more spectators if you want them. But certainly more room for the dogs. You wouldn't have to schlep from the piers back and forth because the building's big enough to have all of the breeds and the groups and best in show and grooming and everything else in one. But they do, as I understand it, 3-year contracts. What good does that do anybody? You're scrambling again. Right. Now, if they could work out a longer-term contract there, that would be great. But I'm sure some people would say, yeah, but it's still not Westminster. Still not the garden. I don't know, Will. I think they've proved, the Westminster Kennel Club has proved you can move it somewhere besides the garden and still make it as prestigious and as successful. So I trust what they're going to do. And we just don't have any idea. Everyone's, you know, throwing darts, saying it should be here or there, and this is terrible. And stuff. They don't know what it's like to try to book a venue.
Yeah.
I mean, how many companies would kill to have a convention, even at Javits Center, never mind the garden? It's the whole world trying to have something there, you know? And you're asking for, like I said, several days, and you're asking for a contract that will not change. And unfortunately, they had to do what they had to do, and we go forward from here. And exactly. I trust what they're going to do.
And they've done an amazing job, like I said before. And I couldn't even fathom what they go through to put that event on.
Oh.
And what they've done at Tarrytown has second to none. But the little child inside, the little boy inside, he still sees the garden. I used to say it. You know, growing up, watching those dogs on the floor of the garden,
yep,
in the group or best in show ring, and I know it's you know, childhood dreams still.
Yeah. So. Oh, absolutely,
right.
And, you know, the garden that we call it. I'm so darn old, Will, that when I was juniors, it wasn't there. It was the old garden.
Yeah.
And my memories there are in junior showmanship of going.
When did that change? When was the new garden?
Well, I was probably. Oh, it had to be 50 some years ago,
yeah.
Like almost 60 years ago. Yeah.
I'm around that age, and it's always been this garden.
The old garden had cool hallways. All I remember is, because it was locker rooms, you know, hockey mm-hmm. locker rooms, stage rooms, green rooms. And as kids, we'd run through the hallways and, you know, we'd get lost in the mazes. We thought that was just great fun. But we'd have the Paul Nigro, who ran Junior Showmanship. The AKC didn't have Junior Showmanship. Popular Dogs Magazine, I think it was, that he worked for. Okay, he started yeah. it. And he'd always wear a bow tie, and he'd bring you into one of the dressing rooms and tell you what the rules were and where you're going to go and what ring you were in and all that stuff. And off you went, showed your dog. And he kept the records. He kept the results himself. It wasn't an AKC event. Now people take ads out for their juniors. Right. Well. Yeah. And if you placed, you just gave them your name and address at the judge's table. The judge would write in your name and address and your breed and your phone number. And you got, some sort of prize. And at the regular shows, besides, you had to win 5 to qualify for Westminster. And the prizes you got at the regular shows during the year were sensational. I mean, you know, a leash, a $2. I remember getting a $2 bill. And I saved it forever until I probably needed an ice cream cone or something. But yeah, it was good times. And what they've done now with juniors, Maribeth, such an amazing job of pulling that thing together. And there were people that were unhappy that juniors wasn't televised. And I get that.
Yeah, I read that as well. Yeah.
But, you know, it's just not that easy. It's just not that easy. Television's difficult. It's fickle. There's logistical concerns. Would we all want to see it? Yeah. With the rest of the world? I don't know. And, you know, time is always of the essence in America because you've got commercials and things have to end on time. In England, for the BBC, if the show starts at 12:37, that's fine. It's a different scheduling system because they own the network. This is different. So there's lots to consider that we don't know about when we're making comments about venues and television and things. Mm-hmm. But overall, what a great event. And great and wonderful to watch some judges. You know, I love watching Gene Blake. He's just not only a good guy, what a great sight-hound guy. What a great dog, man. I'd talk to any breed with Gene. But he had such a strong group. That hound sure was unbelievable.
Yep.
Oh, man. It was so deep. So deep. And it's one of those shows where you hear judges say, I've given that dog best in show and he didn't make the cut today. Because that's how many good ones.
That's how deep it was. I was there. Our friend Eddie was judging there. So I was there the first morning with Eddie. And he had judged there before. But, man, he was nervous, I'll tell you that.
And
I think it's just the event makes you nervous. Sure. And when he gets into his ring, he's looking at me and Jeff was there and he was saying, my ring's backwards. Well, you've got to leave it that way. Camera's here, yeah. Camera's there. You yeah. can see him trying to work things to his head as he's walking around his yeah. ring. And I was standing there with Mark DeRoger, and he can't change his ring.
That's true.
But it was just fun seeing that even at that level, he was still, we all get nervous. We all get butterflies, right?
It's exciting. I was supposed to steward, I think, for him.
Well, that would have been fun.
That would have really been fun.
Yeah.
I would have really looked forward to that. But and congratulations on your variety and Beagle.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that was fun. Done.
And a select with Briar. So good.
I have to tell you my favorite part about that. Like, I love winning the variety, obviously. But Peter Green was watching Beagles. And when I came out, he said, pretty good job for an old guy.
Oh, God bless him. He's best. Man, one of the greatest
to see him.
One of the greatest ever. Not just handlers and trimmers and groomers. One of the greatest guys.
One of the greatest dog men. He's unbelievable.
Oh, he sure is.
If you get a chance to listen to the Michael, I interviewed Michael Powazarat this week. He had some really fun stories about Pete.
Something you can say on the podcast and in the videos and something you can't, right? it was great fun. I love traveling with Peter when we were working for Foresights. That was the crew. That was the crew. Super time, super days.
Yeah,
so every year at the garden, the big fish drowns, right? Every year somebody gets beaten the breed that was going to go best in show. Every year there's some horrible judge. Every year, the group judges got it wrong. Every year, the Best in Show judge got it wrong. I can only say one thing to those complaints, especially to the people who post on social media that think they know more than these judges. Give me a break. You couldn't carry their water bucket.
That's right. It's, like I was talking to, I think it was actually Doug Johnson. I was talking to Doug and Jamie a lot at the show because I was watching some Klumber work. And he said it right. I forget what judge we were talking about. They deserve to be there.
Yes.
They deserve to be that judge that day, you know. And people have to realize that. Your name's not picked out of a hat.
That's for sure. And, you know, we've got to have more respect for those opinions. Would right. I change some of those ribbons? Sure. But what difference does that make? I'm not in there. And by the way, watching on television and then saying what you think should have happened.
Oh.
Here's a clue. What the only way that would be viable is if the judge had the camera on their eyeglasses or hat or lapel. Because what you're seeing is not what they're seeing. It's not.
And even so, even if you were getting the judge's view, it's never the same. It's never the same as actually being there and seeing the animal, seeing how the animal carries himself, see how he holds himself on that ground. It's all these things.
Or maybe as the judge, you happen to look down and you see the dog standing in some very horrible position.
Right.
And then their cow walk, and you're like, oh, well, camera, but you don't get to see that. You don't get to see so much about the character. You don't know what it feels like, the vibration when you go over that dog. You just don't know any of that attitude or character.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a fool's game. It's fun. We all do it.
Yep, well, for sure. And that's it's human nature to judge those things. But even in my class, I'll tell my class, let's say I have a class about 10 or 15, and I'll say, you're showing your dog to me. If my back is turned, I don't care what your dog is doing. Your dog can be sitting down. I said, time yourself so your dog looks its very best for when it's in my line of sight.
Exactly.
Because so-and-so sitting at ringside, they may think you have the best dog. They can't give you a ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
And the middle of the ring, the judge in the ring that gives you the ribbon. So it doesn't matter if your dog is sitting down or I even tell them when they're going around the ring that there's a window that we watch as the dogs go around. And I like to keep them moving. I don't like you when handlers stop and wait for you to wave mm-hmm. them on because then the whole group gets slowed down. Keep it moving. Choose that window. Have your dog go by that window as best you possibly can. I don't care if it's galloping behind me to get to that point where it's perfect in front of me. Because yeah. that's where you're selling it to me. Joe Blow at the ring said, oh, shit, I thought I was galloping. Joe Blow can't give you a ribbon. So.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And it's worse when you're looking on, watching on
exactly.
TV.
Exactly.
Because it's...
All those armchair yeah. judges, they're not giving anybody a ribbon. So.
And though, like you said, Will, and Doug and Jamie, you're right. You know, they earned their spot. They're in there for a reason.
That's right. They deserve to be there.
Yeah, you question some of these... It's their opinion on the day. It's all that matters. In a horse, by the way, and I can't find my keys, but I remember stuff like this. 1973, a horse named Onion beat Secretariat in the Whitney Stakes, another New York sporting tradition, right up the road on Saratoga. Onion beat Secretariat. When the race was over, they asked Cinto Vasquez, who was his jockey, Onion's jockey. And he said, hey, I didn't have the same caliber of horse. I just caught him when my horse was having a good day and his wasn't. And my horse loves this racetrack surface. Can you imagine a handler getting beat today, coming out of the ring going, hey, you know what? I know I got the better one, but I didn't deserve it today. No, they come out, I can't believe it. Have a little, go back, be like Jacinto, you know, go back to 73 and watch Onion beat Secretariat. We all know who Secretariat is, the greatest of all time. We never heard of Onion. That's because he was a good one. He's not a great one. He was a good one, you know, who had a good day. And dogs have a good day.
That's right.
And dogs have bad days. And you can't think about their record. And you also have to realize that just because they're top winners, there are new dogs at the garden every year. And good judges find them. And it's exciting.
Oh, I used to love it back in the day when the class dogs won the... I remember Toy Poodles 1 year with Mark Shanoff, and he won the variety from the classes. And oh, my God, it was exciting, right? All these top-winning dogs, and they were all beautiful. But this fresh new dog came in, and she just owned the ground she walked on and won the variety that day.
And you'd dial him in just for that.
Yeah.
Get them ready and hold them back just for that. Yeah. I do miss that too. And you could do that at a bigger, I don't know though. They had what, almost 3,000 dogs just doing it the way they do it. Right.
Yeah. But still it's not, I don't know how to say this. It's still not the chances are still slim that that's going to happen again.
Oh, absolutely.
That kind of event, because of the pressure put on certain people and blah, blah, blah. And
it'd be a 5,000 dog show.
Yeah.
Where are you going to put it?
Right.
Yeah. And how are you going to handle it? So it's still, you know, it's the greatest dog show in the world. And it's, there's just nothing, you can't, and, you know, back to that racehorse comparison, you know, the two oldest sporting events in the world are, is it the world? No, it can't be the world.
I think it's just North America, I think.
Or the Derby in Westminster. Just to hold that together for that long, the tradition being passed down from generation to generation and finding those new members who can pull that off. Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive.
Sure is. You know, and back in the day, when you see the members walking around in their jackets, that there was an aura about it, you know.
Remember Westchester with the white pants and blue sport jackets?
Oh, God, yeah. I love that look.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. That was great stuff. A lot of foreign judges, Will, and I've been getting emails, calls, and messages one way or the other. Some are arguing that AKC spends millions of dollars, and I'm not sure it's millions, but they spend a lot of money on judges' education. No one does it better. No one offers more opportunities for educating judges than the AKC. That's just the truth. And the judges spend a whole lot of money to become a judge and to maintain and to advance as a judge. So some people are saying, why do we have foreign judges? We can have American judges for American dog shows, especially the Invitational in Westminster, the two biggest or two most, you know, prestigious, I guess you'd say. Others are saying, hey, the foreign judges are great because they give us a fresh opinion. They don't care about the records of the dogs. They're in there sorting them out. Maybe have a different perspective, a different opinion. So that's the balance. Do you want more diversity in opinions, or do you want American judges because it's America? I don't have any idea. What say ye, William?
Well, I don't mind I think having diversity is good. Like when we were at the AKC show, having eyes from Hungary and they see things differently than we do, obviously. Yes. But I think it's important. I think you couldn't say the breeds I watched, you couldn't say they were wrong. You know, they made a case for why they were doing, and they were easy to follow with what they liked. Mm-hmm. They may be different from a lot of American or even North American judges, but I think we need the diversity. I think we're going to miss some things if we don't have the worldwide diversity of the different opinions. Go ahead.
I think at the end of the day, there's good judges and bad judges, no matter where you come from.
No matter where they come from.
As long as you bring good ones, you know, you got to bring good ones, but as long as you bring good ones, I think that diversity would be, I don't know how many you need. I don't know what the ratio is. I don't know. It's not mine to choose, but, I've always thought it was great fun and pointers when an English judge came over
and judged
fun dogs, you know, especially my dogs. I knew I was going to win. But, you know, you just have to, there's plus and minuses to all this stuff. And we have a sport that is based on nothing but opinion.
Right.
Judges' opinions are all that matters. Nothing else takes precedence. So when at the Whitney, when Onion crossed the finish line first, he won. No discussion. He won. The only discussion was, should have Secretariat run that day? And the answer is no, he shouldn't have. He wasn't up to par. We all know that now. But that's it. There was no discussion about, no, he didn't win. He won. He crossed the finish line first. In our sport, it's all a matter of opinion. And those opinions can go to, it runs right through the sport, right? The venue, the everything else, the date, the time of year, judges, foreign, American, the dogs themselves, how many dogs in the show and everything else. Those are opinions. If we don't respect those opinions, we can have different ones. But if we don't respect them, we're in the wrong sport.
Did you read the post Andrew Brace posted this week? It was a Nigel quote. Did you read that this week?
No. I only put internet in the coach a couple of days ago, and you should have seen that.
Well, what you just talked about, it was perfect. Nigel quote, when judging dogs, some things are a matter of opinion, whilst others are a matter of facts.
True.
So it's true. It's when you think about it, and I can see Nigel saying that.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's his opinion, right?
Right.
There are things that should never be done. But again, I hear people, I can't believe they did that. Well, I can't either, but they did, and it's over. And by the way, you know, you paid the entry fee and you got your opinion. It's a great story. I'm not sure I can say who it was. I think I can. Nah, it was a rep who's now a judge, one of my favorite characters. And an exhibitor came up and said, you beat me today and I want to know why. And this judge said, oh, you want an opinion of your dog? And he said, yeah. He said, what was the entry fee today? And the guy said, $30. It's okay. Give me another. I already gave you one opinion for $30. Give me another 30 and I'll give you another opinion.
I'm going to write that down. I'm going to use that.
In other words, it's over when it's over.
Right.
It's over when it's over. And you get another opinion tomorrow. Actually, in this sport, you can probably wait a couple hours and get another opinion in the next and show two.
Show two. Yeah.
And then the specialty after that, show three. Ay, ay, ay.
I know. When you think about the number of shows these dogs go to now, when I was a kid, we did maybe 100 shows a year, and that was a lot. Mm-hmm. And now that's nothing. You can't even break the barrier with that anymore, you know.
Well, how many groups did P win in
90-something, yeah.
Yeah, that's as many shows you would normally go to.
Right.
Never mind just winning that many.
So imagine if we only went to, if we decided that year, okay, we're going to show P 100 times. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have been able to keep up. There's no way.
She would have lost by one group.
Yeah.
No, it's true though. You just have to.
Wouldn't be able to keep up. There's no way.
I hate to get on. I hate to beat that drum again, but there's a reason that Westminster's competition is so tough. There's a reason that top flight best in show dogs don't make the cut. It's because the best dogs go head to head. It only happens twice. It happens at the Garden. It happens in Orlando. They just don't. They avoid each other all year. So they can run up records, and the records that don't mean a thing that people forget immediately.
Right. And it's if you take it as an analogy, but with a sports analogy, you think could Wayne Gretzky have done that? Okay, well, I only want to play the Colorado Avalanche or the Colorado Rockies. I only want to play against the Colorado Rockies. I don't want to play against the Montreal Canadiens. No, seriously, it's the same idea, right?
I want to score more goals. I want us to hold the record. It's true, Will. That's the deal. Tell Austin Matthews that he wants to set the record for most goals in a career, so he gets to pick the teams he plays against.
Yeah, so we're just going to play Ottawa every week. Sorry, Ottawa.
It's true.
But like you look at during the pandemic, when we were having the teams were in their divisions, we were in the Northern Division, but we played those teams over and over again. Yeah. Once you start doing that, you figure them out and totals go up, man. Totals go up. Right?
They do.
You don't know what Colorado Avalanche are about, and you walk in there and bang, they give it to you.
So. Well, I mean, that is a good analogy because we do see this all the time. And, you look in the ring and you see 10 Beagles that all could win the Hound Group, or any breed. I'm not just saying Beagles.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just, it's so exciting to watch. And yeah, it's heartbreaking when you have a top flight dog doesn't want the breed. But, and you know, about the opinion thing, I'm all for opinions and discussions of opinions. What I'm vehemently opposed to is social media posts that are malicious. Mm-hmm. You know, if I disagree with a judge who's a friend, we're going to sit and have a conversation about it. We're going to laugh the whole time. But we're going to have a serious conversation about what he liked, what I liked, what she liked, what I like, and how that, and we're going to learn from each other during that conversation every single time. But once it gets malicious, like, what's wrong with that idiot? How could he do that? That serves no one.
Oh, exactly.
Serves no one. You know, I saw some posts this year after the guard. And by the way, people love to pile on after you post that, because there's going to be people who agree with you. When you have 5,000 friends, you're going to get people to agree with you. And it's just sad. It's just sad. You know,
well, your courage raises exponentially when you're behind a keyboard. You know, it's
go and tell.
Who, let's say, go and tell Bob Forsyth to his face that he did a horrible job.
Yeah. You know? Well, like you've told the story, the guy said, I would never show to you again. Bob said, I would never show to you again. Show you either. You know, it's just, it's about respect. And I guess that's true in the world too. But I hope it doesn't leak, it has leaked into our sport. It's not, the thing about the keyboard is it used to be anonymous. Now it's not even anonymous.
No.
Here's my picture, here's my name, but I still have the courage for some reason. I still have the courage to critique a judge that has 50, 60,000 more times experience and knowledge than you do. And you weren't there. And if you were there, you weren't in there.
Right.
You know, what goes through your head, you know? It was wonderful to watch Gene and Donald. And I mean, it just was wonderful to watch everybody. I don't mean.
Didn't you love it when Elliot, when he didn't see Zach, you didn't see the group, did you?
No, I didn't see the group.
Elliot made his cut, a beautiful cut, and he was moving them one at a time. And Zach had the griff on, and he was sort of in the back, and Elliot didn't see him. He was kind of tucked away. And so he had forgotten, as we all do, that. Yeah. There was an extra one. Then he sees him. Sorry, buddy. Go on. Go again. I loved it. That was real, right?
Good Canadian. Sorry.
Sorry, buddy.
No, and you don't think Elliot Moore deserved to be there? I mean,
oh, my God. Lord. Exactly. Yeah.
You know, here's a guy that we're all friends and we've known each other forever. We worked together as assistants a million years ago. He's paid every dues there is to pay. He's a veterinarian also.
Yeah.
You know, how smart is this guy? He's a handler. Oh, I think I'll go to vet school. I'll be twice as old as everybody else, but I'll go to vet school and become, you know, a vet. You know, pretty impressive guy. And his opinion is good enough for me. I don't care what anybody thinks.
Well, exactly. He deserved to be there.
Absolutely deserved to be there. And I will defend every single judge that was there in their glory for what they did in those groups and best in show.
Yeah.
Now, with that said, it was brutal for me, Will. It was brutal that I couldn't watch the live.
Yeah.
You know, I tried. I actually went. Now, we're not in the middle of, you know, it's not very metropolitan around here, except for Traverse City itself. But these coaches are all spectacular. But you have to put your own internet in. It came with WineGuard, but that I want real internet. So, which wasn't hooked up. So I had no way to watch anything. So I went downtown and asked when I could put it in, and it was going to be weeks. So I said, well, give me a modem and a router and some cable, and I'll see what I can do.
and a coat hanger.
and believe it or not, I have lightning fast internet here, but I didn't get it till right after the garden. I just had to be activated. It was frustrating.
I was getting reports. I had left after judging on the Wednesday, so I watched a lot of the groups on my phone, or I got reports as I was driving. Yeah. So that was it's amazing technology now. You used to be wait till you got home, wait for it to come out, and but now you can get it right away.
Well, I was watching the breed videos by using my cell phone as a hotspot and projecting it onto my laptop, and then they stopped. They had technical difficulties and there were no breeders. You can find them now, and it's wonderful. I watched a couple of them. I've watched a bunch of them, actually. And that's really where my heart is anyway. I love watching the breed judges and breed judging. And when you, some people post it on social media, the ones that weren't up, and they're great. And you can just find some, you know, I was able to just go on and say, anybody videoing English setters? Yeah, yeah, this person you don't know. Be your friend. She'll let you, you know, it was great to be able to catch up on those things.
I love it. It was a lot of people Facebook living the groups from their living room.
I see that.
And they were commentating themselves. It was hilarious.
I'll bet.
It was hilarious. Some of it was, you know, they were commenting on clothes. They were giving nicknames to people. It was like, oh my God. I'm sure they got in trouble when they got back to the next dog show, but it was hilarious.
Oh, that's funny. A little less wine and cheese next time before you turn on the recorder. Beautiful. But yeah, fine time was had by all. You know, lots going on and more to come. You know, I look forward to next year. I don't know where it's going to be. I don't know if anybody knows where it's going to be.
But I think there was talk that it's in Tarrytown for the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, as long as the weather holds up, you know, you're good. A dog show in June, you know.
Oh, exactly.
It can be perfect.
There were drives. I remember driving with our friend Doug Belcher one time to the dog show in February, and the snow was so bad, Wayne, that we would take turns driving, and we would drive on the rumble strip because we couldn't see the road.
Jeez. So unbelievable. And we went anyway.
We went anyway,
A classic photograph of Walter Goodman carrying his Skye Terrier across the street from the old Penta to the garden in 3 feet of snow. It's one, if you haven't seen that photograph, well, you'd have to know who Walter is. One of the greatest classic people ever to grace our sport, and AKC board member, and just a phenomenal human being. But yeah, he had his Skye Terrier under his arm, and he had his tuxedo, his dinner clothes made. He had this weaver on Savile Row in England weave his Skye Terrier into the fabric.
Oh, wow.
Then he bought a bunch of the fabric, and then he had clothes made out of it. So he had a cummerbund, he had the whole thing, and they were subtle. You couldn't see. It wasn't like Skye Terriers. All it was so beautiful. And here he is with the dog under his arm, dashing across the street in the snow. That's what Westminster is all about. And yeah, the garden has got that. It certainly has that zing.
Well, there was just so much. Growing up, the memories. Even going down the street and getting a coffee and a bagel. You know, it's
there. You're talking about Blarney Rock. You're not talking about a bagel. I know what you're talking about. Blarney Rock is what you're talking about. Was there ever a cooler meeting place than that little Irish pub?
Or everybody a stickier floor?
Everybody. you could barely walk. The floor was so sticky. But everybody in the sport somehow managed to jam themselves in that little bar every year. You know,
same with the Penta bar. You remember when the Penta had the bar below? We used to go below there and watch some of the groups. And oh my
God. The Penta's no longer there. It's not knocked down.
So much fun.
Ah, yes, the Blarney. A lot of Blarney was thrown around that Blarney too. But there were all these great parties at all the fancy, wonderful places and the great dinners. But it was the Blarney that counted.
It was the Blarney where we all ended up. Yep.
And that's part of the thing about the garden too, is that, you know, the nightlife and the theater. I never have any energy for any of that. But but you get in early and last, I guess it was when it was in at the pier. Gay Glasbrook and I, our dear friend, went to the dog museum one day. Mm-hmm. And there's things like that you can do. And we had a wonderful time. And you can do those things in the city. Like I said, there's pluses and minuses.
Oh, for sure. And a lot of it's memories, and you remember them better than they were actually. Like as a kid, I remember getting in a checkered cab with my dad and my mom and our Irish setter, and the cabbie almost killing us trying to get us to the garden on time. It's like, but those things are just in your memory, and it's endearing now, but I think it was frightening at the time.
Well, dogs coming up on a forklift up that ramp.
Oh, yeah.
And the parking and the unloading.
It was
a nightmare.
It was a total nightmare. And once you were, and then we used to have to get up really early, like 4 o'clock, and get over there to jump to smooth all our crap over to get a good spot. And it's like getting in line for a Grateful Dead concert. It was it was crazy.
It was
we awful. Did it.
And we dogs it. Don't know where to pee. You know, saw us in the bottom floor of the hotel, maybe. With, I mean, they don't know what to do. And there's not like a park right there. We can go walk them. They have no place to pee.
Well, you try to find that little square around the tree and pray to God your dog will pee there.
Your trees are tough. They can take it. But it's you know, there's a lot of difficulty involved in having the show there.
I remember how hot it used to get. It was... Yeah. And we were all trying to get into the coolest area, and you'd stack them up, and you were bunted close together. There was no room for anything.
Yeah.
But it was still fun to see everybody.
I remember my friends from Ireland and England come over, and the first thing I would say is, how is this not a fire hazard? You can't move. You're shuffling along, you know, foot to foot. There's those things, too, we forget. Because the glamour is so wonderful, and the history is so rich, and the tradition is so rich.
Because there's nothing, I hate to say, there's nothing like being on the floor. Like, I only had to get to experience it once, being in the Best in Show ring. I'll never forget it.
Did you win?
I think we did, yeah.
Yeah, I think we had.
But it might have been 2015. But I'll never forget the feeling of being on that floor and all those people. Even now, when I'm watching a hockey game and I'm watching the Rangers play, I'm thinking, I've been there. Center ice, baby.
Center ice. How about that? Yeah. How cool is that? I saw a Michael Bublé concert. Don't judge me. I took my daughter. I'm a good dad.
I like Michael Bublé.
I do, too. I actually secretly really like him. He was in the net. You know, he was in
the net. Canadian boy.
I can't help but think of it. I just can't help but think when I go to any event where there's a hockey rink, he's on the red line. It's pretty cool.
It is true.
It's true. But, yeah, great time. Anyway, young William, I've got things to do. I've got to go up to the pool. I think it's
shut up.
I'd like to be warm enough by now. And I don't know what's going to happen for... I think tonight we have a meet and greet where you wear your brass name tag.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah, I've never been to the meet and greet. But our new neighbors invited us through to something I never heard of. Sounded not something that I kind of like. Just I got my beagle here, Cheryl's beagle, our beagle, and she keeps me going, and she's fit in perfect with this coach life. She's the best RV dog ever. She's wonderful. Little Hazel, love you, little Hazel. And yes, I'll be with you in a minute. And I know she gets a cookie for going out, so she wants to go out every 2 minutes now.
My dogs are in a structure like that, and AJ, the older beagle, he knows what time it is. He knows the first morning they go out, the first time in the morning at 6 o'clock, and they go out, they come in, they get a carrot, which they're all happy with their carrot, you know. But around 8 o'clock, when they go back out again, and I have to get to work, so that means I'm going to put them away for a little while, they get cookies. AJ wants to go out at 6:15, knowing the next time he comes in, he gets a cookie, not that damn carrot.
Well, Hazel starts off in bed. And then as soon as I start moving around, which I've been known to do, she jumps out and she has a little bank of pillows and a dog. It's ridiculous, her own little thing. And at 5:45, she wakes up and she lets us know it's time to, and I'm up here by myself this week. She lets us know it's time to go out for her pee. She goes out for her pee. She comes back. She runs to her dog bowl and barks because she's a beagle. I give her food. She jumps back in her dog bed, and that's it until around 10 o'clock. I wish I had that life. Wake up, make me food. I'll run around, then I'll go back to bed.
I was thrift to tell you a story that happened to me this week. Have you ever heard of Timothy Treadwell?
No.
He was the Grizzly Man. He's the one that did them with the documentary on the Grizzlies in Alaska. And he was eventually killed by a grizzly. Okay. And they have the audio of it, but they don't have the video because the cap that was horrible. So I'm watching that, and it's a great documentary. It ends horribly. And all you hear in the audio is you hear the bear, you know.
That's pretty. Could you do that again?
I have a Bouvier here. So that night I go to bed. 6 a.m. comes. My Bouvier is in my... I'm telling you. I think I almost peed the bed.
I thought it was the bear.
I always think it's the bear.
Well, the spot that we bought is right, it backs up to the woods for the simple reason at 5 in the morning. I'm not walking out of the dog park. I've got woods right behind me. So, yeah, we're spoiled. Anyway, Will,
all right, man.
It's been wonderful talking to you, buddy. I'm glad you had a fun Westminster. I'll be there next year. Come heck or high water.
Heck or high water. We'll both be there. We'll go live.
Yeah, lots of good. Oh, yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. We'll probably, if it's back in, well, we'll be back in the city. But if nice. So, we have to get union cards or something. Anyway, peace be with you, brother. It's always a pleasure. Enjoy your week, and I hope we're back on schedule. And we apologize. Yeah, yeah. And just health things and everything else.
Yeah, the way life gets in the way. Simple as that.
Take us out, William.
Party on, Garth. Stay safe, everybody.
Party on, Garth.
No way. Way.
Better be paying attention, Doc.
Give me thanks, grace. Thanks. Bury my sins.
Shattered glass. Ernie can use this in the blooper reel.
That's right. We love you, Ernie.
Don't put that in, Ernie.
Quit taking yourself damn seriously.